Welcome to the Entertainment News segment. It's 5:39. Like I said, we're going to handle the Duck Dynasty issue in a separate segment. We're going to do that in feedback today, but just to bring you up to speed, A&E suspended Duck Dynasty's Phil Robertson indefinitely. He gave an interview with GQ, made some comments about gay people, drunks, terrorists, blacks, civil rights movement. A lot of people took it out of context. A lot of people are upset. A&E, being a bunch of wusses that they are, have decided to suspend him indefinitely. We'll take up that cause in feedback. First of all, Phil Robertson was right. A lot of what he said, he was right. And people that are getting upset, you're not listening to what he's saying, and you're not paying attention, and a lot of it, you don't understand. So, we will take up that issue when we get back. In the meantime, Ellen DeGeneres killed a man from Ohio in Australia over the weekend.
Excuse me?
Ellen DeGeneres killed a man who's from Ohio in Australia over the weekend.
Explain, please, yes.
Okay, well, not directly, okay, but I'm sure she feels bad about this. Sherilyn McGraw won a skydiving trip in Australia on the Ellen DeGeneres show last year.
No!
Oh, and it didn't go well?
Yeah, she did a tandem jump, but her husband, Brandon, a Marine with skydiving experience, jumped solo. It was going well until the end. An employee from the skydiving school said that just before landing, Brandon turned sharply left, then right, crashed, and was pronounced dead at the scene.
Ugh.
A Marine with jump experience got killed. And that is just sad. So, making fun of a horrible story, but that's what we do on the morning show. All right. So, of all the superheroes out there, what superhero would you say is probably the most ridiculous?
Well, we've talked about this in the past. Would it be Ant-Man?
Yes.
They're going to make a movie about Ant-Man, you know?
Yes.
Yes.
Paul Rudd has been chosen.
Is that right?
Paul Rudd has been chosen to play Marvel's next superhero, Ant-Man.
How many other people had this offered to them and said,
thanks a lot.
When you reboot that Thor thing, I'm your guy, but Ant-Man, no, not really.
Ant-Man's superhero power is he can shrink down to the size of an insect.
But remember, ants, for their size, can carry a lot. They're pretty strong.
Yeah,
pound for pound, they're pretty damn strong.
Yeah, I saw one yesterday, and
it was dragging a crumb that was, what, three times its size or something?
Yeah. And I solved its problem.
Yeah, you stomped on it, didn't you?
I crushed it.
Ah, jeez. Karma will come for you when the aliens who are bigger than us that are watching us in a snow globe right now will stomp on us.
Not going to happen. I don't believe in karma. I believe in caramel.
You don't believe in karma? Really?
No. Karma doesn't exist. I believe in Christ. Christ watches over me, and what he decides, he decides. Karma has nothing to do with it. The movie's due out in the summer of 2015. It'll be directed by Edgar Wright, who also did Shaun of the Dead, Hot Fuzz, The World's End, Scott Pilgrim versus the World.
So they're going to do it tongue-in-cheek. They're not going to do it.
I don't know.
If those movies are any indication.
Yeah. There's no word if it's going to be rolled into any of the Avengers movies. That could be interesting, though.
He's not good enough to be part of the League of Justice.
I don't think so. It's like, Ant-Man, really? Why don't you go hang out with Aquaman?
I'm sorry, sir. You know? We don't need your special super skills. We got it all covered here. No problem.
Can you just see, Ant-Man shrinks down to the size of a mosquito, and then Aquaman is like, hey, Bass, go up and have lunch.
He can go under doors. He can go through keyholes. He can get in places where Batman and Superman can't get into. You know?
Batman can kick the door down. Superman can burn it with his super raven.
If you want to get in, secretly.
Ant-Man. Man.
All right. Do you have the iconic radio obituary, by the way, that you're going to talk about on the show today? We need to talk about that at least a little bit.
Bring me up to speed.
Larry Lujack died. Super Jock. It's before your time, and being from the South, you probably aren't familiar with Larry Lujack, one of the greatest DJs in radio history.
Seth may not know who Larry Lujack is because was in an era before a lot of network radio.
Okay.
But if you grew up listening to rock and roll radio, particularly in the 70s in Chicago.
Did not.
Larry Lujack was called Super Jock, wrote a book called Super Jock.
Cool.
Was the coolest and biggest DJ in the 60s and 70s at WLS Chicago and other stations down there.
And he passed away.
Passed away of cancer. Yeah, I think 73.
What was his hook? What was his
He told animal stories. That was one of his features. He had a whole bunch of people in the studio with him. He was animal stories
in the style of Blazing Saddles that were very politically incorrect.
Yes.
And probably could not be told on the radio today. And like many disc jockeys of the era, a chain smoker, and died of cancer of the esophagus, undoubtedly because of the cigarettes.
I'm sure you can go online and find examples of Super Jock's work.
Well, we may have to air some of it. All right. In the meantime, the best movie catchphrases ever. What would be yours? What one that you quote?
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
Someone has to put their foot down.
And that foot is me.
And that foot is
that, me. That movie has so many of them.
That movie is just, Animal House, absolutely one of the best. Stripes with Bill Murray.
Caddyshack,
absolutely. Goonga, Galunga, Goonga Lunga. Actually, none of those made the top 10.
Really?
Yeah, according to a new poll by a British streaming service called Love Film.
Say hello to my little friend.
Not on there either. Yeah,
really?
Number 10. Number 10 comes in from 1979's Apocalypse Now. I love the smell of napalm in the morning. Good morning, Vietnam, according to the same named movie from 1988, Adrian Cronauer. You talking to me? Taxi Driver.
Uh-huh.
How about if this one you're going to get really easy. Run, Forrest, run! Forrest Gump. One of my favorites, and I love this thing. Here's Johnny.
The Shining,
yes,
Jack Nicholson.
Yes, sir, absolutely.
Which I believe was an ad-libbed line that wasn't in the script.
I believe you're right. Elementary, My Dear Watson, of course, from The Adventures of Sherlock Holmes, the original with Basil Rathbone in 1939. Who you going to call?
Ghostbusters.
Yes, sir. We can't have it without supercalifragilisticexpialidocious from Mary Poppins.
Mm-hmm.
One of my all-time favorites, of course, Bond. James Bond. And they say all of them. And then the number one movie catchphrase, and it may be the most popular, not the best one ever, I'll be back.
Oh, jeez.
Schwarzenegger's Terminator.
Who did this survey? Who did they talk to, for crying out loud? That's the best?
Yeah, a bunch of British fops. That's what they are. All right, so the top five most shows watched on TV this year. I've got a list of like 20, but we don't have time to go through it. Let's do the top five.
Most watched shows on TV?
Yeah, the most watched shows on broadcast network this fall. The Blacklist from NBC.
Ooh, yeah, good show.
NCIS Los Angeles from CBS. The Big Bang Theory, which starting to fade just a little. I was watching one of the newer episodes, and the writing is starting to get a little thin. They need to, I don't know. Anyway.
That's a challenge. You got to keep cranking them out week after week.
And it's it's very creative. I like the Big Bang Theory, but they need to step it up. Sunday Night Football is in the number two spot with 21 million viewers on NBC, and NCIS, the original, took the top spot from CBS.
NBC wishes that they could play Sunday Night Football year-round.
Well, sure.
In season, it is the number one show, and it's number one show by a lot when the NFL is here.
I can't say that I blame. WSAU, entertainment news done. Check that off the list. Coming back with The Stumper, The Wayback Machine, and maybe a birthday, if you're good. Have you been good? We're watching.
Well, what may be the strangest story, a woman in Victoria, Australia, was so distracted checking her Facebook on her phone, she walked off a pier, fell into the ocean. Police rescued her. Why? isn't this Darwin's way of thinning the herd, really? Really, why? In fact, her friends didn't even call the police until after she changed her Facebook status to drowning. They didn't even know that. Oh, and then they realized.
Breaking news, severe weather. Hear it on AM 550, FM 99.9 WSAU.